What is up, guys? My name's Isaiah.
And I'm the Big to the JR.
And in this episode, we're going to be getting into the big discussion of nicotine addiction in teen life.
I know. I'm really excited about this one.
Being a high school student, I see this issue on the daily.
And it's a really big problem that we think we should talk about to shine a little bit more light on it.
So let's get right into this.
Nicotine can be in many forms, such as vapes, Zen pouches, and cigarettes.
The most common in teens would probably be vaping, though, especially in the school bathrooms.
One thing I think about why kids end up vaping in school is because I think it relieves anxiety and brings pleasure from a certain buzz in their head.
Adding on to that, I feel like vape companies often cater to younger kids with childlike flavors, bright colors, and sometimes vibrant patterns.
With the prices getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and more kids end up selling them, it gets easier for kids to buy or end up with one.
Personally, I think that all nicotine consumption is bad, but at least consumers should be waiting until their body and brain are fully developed until they smoke or vape. Junior, what do you think about all this?
I think that obviously kids should wait till they're 18, but they're always going to be offered since they're in high school. It's not going to stop them, even if people try to stop them, because they're always going to get it anyway, and may as well do it safely if they're going to do it.
Okay, well, if it's not all bad for you, how do you think kids can be safe if they're already down the rabbit hole of nicotine?
Well, first off, even though vaping is better than a high school kid being addicted to cigarettes, it is harmful to the body and brain. Nicotine can be overcome, and if you want to quit and truly believe you can do it, then you can. If you're already addicted to nicotine, you can switch to other methods to get off vaping, such as Zen pouches, where you don't need to be inhaling anything.
I was actually hoping you would bring that up, because I've seen the kind of metals and chemicals that they put in those vapes, and they have terrible effects on your lungs that can cause scarring inside your lungs, and that's also a disease, I'm pretty sure, that's known as popcorn lung.
Which is why I think if you're a smoker and want to try quitting, it would be better to try nicotine gum and nicotine pouches, which are also way more cheaper than buying a vape.
But what I think is hard about that idea is that getting vapes is way easier than buying nicotine gums or pouches. Vapes are often sold by other students in school or found in shops that don't ID their customers. Gums and pouches aren't as common and are basically unobtainable as a teen. Maybe tell me what you've seen firsthand as a student, Junior.
Well, most of the time when I enter a bathroom at school, I could see multiple students in vaping in stalls or just out and about. And if I walk into the parking lot during lunch, I'd be able to see students vaping in the car, smoking in the car, and what sorts or not. I can see that everyone can get their hands on vapes pretty easily, and there's no hiding it.
Yeah, the bathroom part is definitely true. Every time I try to use the restroom, all you could hear is... I also see that friends and people I've grown up with have problems with breathing and other things they suffer from smoking and vaping.
You're right, Isaiah. That's 100% true. So if you think you're addicted to nicotine, as an underage consumer, try to seek for help before you end up getting seriously addicted, which will cause permanent damage to your brain or body.
Yes, definitely, Junior. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. It's never too late to get help, I think. This topic is huge in our generation. I'm glad we were able to talk a little bit about it today.
All right. So that'll be it for the episode, and we're getting near the end here.
Thank you guys so much for listening to me and Junior's podcast, and I hope it's something you'll continue to think about.
This was really fun to make. Everyone who listens should take our podcast into consideration, because it will help you get off nicotine. It will help you survive and surpass being addicted to nicotine, and find many more options instead of getting hooked onto a device that will ruin your life for forever.
Well, all said and done, that will be the end of the episode, and we hope to see you guys next time. Imagine if Ninja got a load saver fit.